So you want to start being part of an ecclesia, right? I mean, it's truly fascinating. We live in a world where people often think church is just a one-man show with passive spectators, which is totally contrary to true fellowship. You know, Christ is the source of our spiritual nourishment, and we're invited to sit together at His table, like a family gathering where everyone is nourished, like really nourished, by the same meal.
Yeah, I love that analogy. It feels more intimate than just sitting in rows staring at the back of someone's head. So, what does it actually mean to have that inward and spiritual fellowship grounded in regeneration?
Oh, absolutely. That's such a great question. If we take a closer look, our shared fellowship reflects what God's Spirit is doing, through His grace and power. Think of it like a symphony where each instrument plays its part, but together they create something beautiful. We've moved beyond traditional Christianity, where everything feels, boxed in. Like those who left the house of Saul in distress, we seek that deeper connection, right?
Oh, wow. That really paints a vivid picture. So it's more like breaking out of constraints that you didn't even know were there. I guess some people feel trapped in those controlled church environments, huh?
Exactly. While many stay for their own reasons, I think that's a feeling many can relate to. It's about recognizing those divisions and, spiritual blindness that can come from denominational boundaries. It's like wearing blindfolds that prevent you from seeing the vastness of God's love for everyone.
Right? That's powerful. So how do we tell someone to move away from those traditions? It seems so ingrained in some people's identities.
Great point. We assert that Christ is not divided. We invite everyone, regardless of their background, to seek purity in doctrine, spiritual holiness, and brotherly fellowship that only Christ by His Spirit can provide. It's about gathering in unity, renouncing selfish ambition and pride. It's more like stripping away the layers of confusion.
Wow, yeah. So it's like peeling an onion. But what happens when we gather in this way?
Oh, when we gather as an ecclesia, each person's gifts will be recognized and utilized. We are all called to prophesy, to speak words of edification, encouragement, and comfort. Think of it as a potluck dinner where everyone brings their best dish and we all leave full and satisfied.
Haha, I love a good potluck. So it's about community and working together, right? But how do we avoid seeking worldly authority? Like, it's so tempting to want to be the leader or the best at something.
Exactly. Luke chapter 22, verses 22 to 29 reminds us not to seek that worldly authority, but to act as servants. Our love is measured by our willingness to serve one another, laying down our lives for each other, just like Christ loved the church. It's countercultural, right? Instead of climbing the ladder, we lower ourselves to lift others up.
That's just mind-blowing. It really flips everything we've been taught upside down. So do you think places like the Philippines could really experience a spiritual revolution from this kind of fellowship?
Absolutely. The Philippines, like many places, needs that true awakening. Just as the Israelites crossed the Jordan into the Promised Land, we too must overcome and walk in His ways. Paul reminds us of our connection to Christ through those shared experiences and marks of faith. May grace, love, and hope be with you all as we embark on this journey together.
Amen. I mean, wow. It feels like we're just scratching the surface of something so profound. This is definitely a conversation I want to continue.